coming to the teleseminar today, and obviously this is with Member Solutions. My name is Dwayne Brummett, and what we're going to be covering today specifically is on network marketing, some ideas that you can use online and offline. And if you've already printed out your note sheet, and I do apologize if you're listening to the replay, you had to be on the live call to get the note sheet. That's the format that I do, and just to be kind of transparent with you, obviously for a reason, and just to let you know the reasons is because specifically we want you on the live call. Not that you can't listen to the replay, but those that are on the live call actually I think benefit even more because they get the hard copy of the materials. So as you've printed those out, we're going to take a look at page number 2 on the note sheet. So if everybody will turn to page number 2. And again, we're talking about network marketing. And I just put just a little definition of what network marketing is. I used Wikipedia to do this, so you could go online. But network just means an association of individuals having a common interest, formed to provide mutual assistance, helpful information, or the like. And then obviously there's a whole bunch more to that. And then marketing is an ongoing process of planning and executing the marketing mix, meaning what's called the 4 P's, product, price, place, and promotion. And you could go through and read those, but good marketing must be able to create a proposition, obviously, or set benefits for the end user or customer that delivers value through your products or your service. And what you're going to find is when you start to utilize network marketing for yourself, you're going to find, number one, that you're probably on the cutting edge of this type of information for most of the individuals that you start to do this with. Most of them are not utilizing this, and if they are, they are not utilizing it, you know, a lot. And one thing that I found is as an owner, you know, talking to other business owners, and that's what we're going to be talking about, how you're going to do this, and some other things as well. But you're oftentimes going to have to educate them on marketing and how to do marketing the correct way, unfortunately, because most of these other businesses are not doing the type of marketing that you're doing. And what I mean by that is they're not doing direct response marketing. They're doing a lot of billboard placements either on the web or you know, their business cards don't even have a call to offer, you know, call to action, and they're not familiar with headlines and subheadlines and all this other marketing stuff, and so you're unfortunately going to have to educate them to a certain degree. And even when we get into talking about endorsement letters and stuff, you will probably have to be the one that writes those letters for those owners, and then they mail them out to their list, and generally you pay for that. But we'll get into that as we go. So network marketing, just to kind of sum it up, is obviously getting a bunch of other business owners that can help you succeed and drive more traffic to your business, along with the fact that you're going to help them succeed and drive traffic to their business. And there's a couple of different ways that you can go about this, and here's kind of what I mean. Is when you set up these network marketing opportunities, another way of looking at them, one way is called a JV, which is a joint venture, partner. Now, generally, if it's a JV partner, there's some sort of trade-off, meaning that if somebody signs up, you pay them, you know, X amount of money. That's not the first route I would go, meaning, if you strike a deal with, well, we're going to talk about a pizza guy here. I've got a pizza guy that I do a lot of work with. You know, the local pizza parlor, and, you know, everybody that comes in through him, you're going to pay him X amount of money. I've never, ever, ever, ever done that for any of my JV partners. And I personally wouldn't do that for them unless I knew that they had a very, very active list. And kind of what I mean by that is this. Most of these individuals have a list of people that they're not in contact on a daily or weekly or even a monthly basis. And, you know, the very minimum, at least once a month, but, you know, to get better results, you know, if they're active with their list once a week and their list is actually, you know, purchasing and buying things from them, then you may, you know, want to think about doing a joint venture opportunity with them, meaning that you would pay them for people that actually come on board to your school. You know, like a one-time, you know, like whatever the down payment is. Let's say you have a down payment of $100, you would actually pay them the $100 or a portion of that. So there's a couple of different models and ways that you can set it up. I've never had to pay anybody for my partnership with them. I've just promoted their business. So let's go to step number two on page two. Again, talking about network marketing. The question there on number two says, what steps do I need to take to use network marketing to increase my enrollments? And under step number one there on page two, what I want you to do is I want you to write this down. And the reason I have a note sheet is because I want you to not multitask. I want you to be totally into what we're talking about, not being disturbed by anything else and, you know, looking at your computer and checking your email. You know, if you've blocked out this 45-minute time slot, let's use it to learn. So step number one is to, and this is really going to sound basic, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody when I say this, because this is information that you probably already know, but usually the obvious things are the things that we overlook, right? So step number one, write this down. Go through your school and make a list of all the business owners that either have kids or they train in your school. Simple, right? So again, write that down. Go through your school and make a list of all the business owners in your school. So that could mean I have it, like, for instance, I have, in fact, she's here right now at the summer camp. Actually, they're eating lunch right now here out by my pool. There's a girl, her name is Chloe, and her father has a carpet cleaning business. And I know that. I know he has a carpet cleaning business, one, because I've had him clean my carpets, but two is because I actively use his list, and just the same, you know, he actively used mine. And just to kind of play off of that, you know, his marketing skills, and again, I'm not the best marketer in the world. I'm not a Dan Kennedy or a Jay Abraham, obviously, but I know a little bit about a little bit. And, fortunately, I know a little bit more than most of these individuals, and I was able to create some things to actually help his school out along, or excuse me, his carpet cleaning business out along the way. So, again, step one, go through your school and make a list of all the business owners in your school. And still in step one, after you've done that, also make a list of all the businesses in your community that you want to do business with, because not everybody obviously is in your school. You would like them to be, but they're not yet. So in step number one, along with making a list of everybody that's in your school, all the businesses, also make a list of the business owners that are in your community that you want to work with. Small business owners generally work a little bit better, you know, than the people that are running the Walmarts and the Kmarts and stuff like that. Let's move on to step number two. So, again, we're still on page two. Step number two, write this down. Ask those business owners how you can help to promote their business. All right, so on number two, ask those business owners how you can help to promote their business. Now, notice what we're doing first is we are trying to help those individuals promote their business before we ever ask, for them to promote ours. And obviously that's done, you know, for, well, obvious reasons, is because when you've done something nice for them in return, they're going to feel compelled to do something nice for you. All right, so again, step number two, ask those owners how you can help to promote their business. Step number three, still we're on page number two, is promote their business. All right, so write an endorsement letter or have them write a letter, you know, endorsing their product, and then you mail it to your list, or you hand it out, or however you want to distribute it to the individuals that are in your school. Now, if it's a mailer, it's their responsibility to pay for the postage. All right, and let me back up and say this, is I do not give them my list. So if they have, let's say you have 200 families in your school, right, or 100. Let's say you have 100 families in your school, and they want to mail all those families. For instance, it's the carpet cleaning guy, and he wants to mail them just introduce himself, and I write a letter, or he writes a letter that says that I use his service and I'm happy with it, and he does a great job. And I remember the time that, you know, my son spilt spaghetti on the floor, and he came right over and got it all out, or whatever. And so, the thing is, he gave me the money to mail that out my list, and I had I had my employees actually put the stickers on there and everything. I printed them out and put them on there. Sometimes we've done them handwritten, and we charge him for that. So for instance, if we have 100 100 families, and he wants to mail those families, well, I'll have staff members actually handwrite those envelopes, and we do the approximate amount of hours that it took to do that. If it's a half an hour, if it's a full hour, whatever, we charge him for that as well. And he just pays us, and he pays. We put the postage on there, and he gives it to us. Either way, it's a win-win because it's going to cover everything, and we mail it out. So that's step number three: is go ahead and promote their business. Write a letter or have them write a letter, and then get it out. Step number four, we're going to turn to the next page, which is page number three on your note sheet. If you have not printed out your note sheet, make sure that you check your email. There was an email sent out today through Member Solutions that actually has a link to the teleseminar, and you can print out your note sheet. We're on page number three, going over step number four. Step number four is write a letter of endorsement for your school and promote your school, meaning and one of the examples that you're going to see in the next few pages is I have an insurance guy who I regularly do some mailers through. And I wrote a letter, made it sound like he wrote the letter to his constituents about my program. And so that's what you're going to do is you're going to write a letter and make it sound as if that business owner wrote that letter, and then you guys are going to get that out. So that's step number four, write a letter of endorsement for your school to promote it and get that sucker out there. Go ahead and get that, you pay the postage or whatever it is. That's step number four. Step number five, really, really simple. But here's where a lot of people, if they go through all steps one and they go through steps two, three, and four, number five is generally the hardest, and here it is. Go to the next business and start it all over again. Seems obvious, and I know I kind of drew it out a little bit to make you wonder what it was, and I did that on purpose because a lot of us are so busy that we end up, some of these obvious things we end up not doing. So let's just say a reasonable amount of network marketing that you could do, like this, with the endorsement letters, you should be able to do at least six different businesses a year, one every other month. And you can, mix it up on what months you want to do or what have you, more towards school year or Christmas or whatever. But the most important thing is you come up with a consistent a consistent way of doing it, and you're gonna once you do step number one, you have all the businesses that you want to hit up, and then once you go through all 20 business owners or whatever, go back and hit them up again. I mean, that means that you've already done maybe what is that? I don't know. Math wasn't my best subject, but let's say that's 2 years worth or that's 3 years worth. And then you can go back and hit them up again. And those individuals haven't heard from you in 2 or 3 years, through that specific business. So, you're not going to exhaust it at all. I mean, obviously, you may want to do a different letter the second time around. But other than that, I mean, you're not going to exhaust it at all. So that's the five steps, on how to use the network marketing to increase your enrollments. Now, we're still on page number three, and I'm going to give you some ideas and also some examples. The first idea or example is developing a partnership with your local educators. To me, personally, I think that's huge, and I really, really like having the teachers and the principals on my side. For obvious reasons, they got a child that needs attention needs discipline or that needs focus or whatever, we are one of the individuals that they first think of. And then the other thing along with that is the social workers. My gosh, if you can get those social workers on your same team, then that is just that's a benefit to you. So what I have done is, and maybe you guys do this as well, every single year I do a Teacher Appreciation Awards night. And I'm not going to talk to you about the Teacher Appreciation Awards night except to say that I always collect their information. This year in May, we did one, and we had 69 teachers show up, and we got 65 email addresses. And I use those email addresses to consistently follow up on those teachers. And this is what I put in here right here on page three. This is the very first autoresponder that they get inside of that system. Now, if you don't know what an autoresponder is, let me just explain it this way really quick. I'm sure you've gone to some website at some time, put in your first name and email address, and then you start getting stuff from that individual. And most of that stuff is already preloaded. It's already done well in advance before you ever put your information in. That's what an autoresponder is to the basic degree. So as you can see, the subject line says hi, and it automatically pops in, you know, Mary's name. So it says, hi, Mary. It's Dwayne Brummett. Dear Mary. It's Dwayne Brummett from TriStar Martial Arts Academy. I just wanted to say thank you for your commitment to the future of our children. And just to say, just so you know, I will be sending you our multimedia email newsletter on the 15th of each month. And just as an aside note, that's one other thing that I do to keep in constant contact with them is through that newsletter. Now, to keep on reading this newsletter, you will find a video of the month, an audio of the month, and other information on health, wellness, self-protection, plus additional information on building rock-solid kids. I know you will find this information useful, and please feel free to use it in your classroom. If there is anything that I can do to help you in the future, just let me know. Oh, if I didn't mention it before, I really enjoy going into schools and motivating kids on doing their best in class. If you ever think that this is something that would fit your class, just give me a call, and I would be happy to do it respectfully, and I put my information there. P.S., if you know of anyone who can benefit, this is gold right here, okay? If you know of anyone who would benefit from martial arts, please click the link below to send them a free introductory course. And then there, you can see that the link is there on page three. I actually have a certificate that they fill out, and it gets emailed. And again, that's everything set up in an autoresponder system. And then I put thank you in advance for the referral, and then I put a link to my blog. And then just to let you know why I don't send them to, like, my marketing funnel page, you know, like sales page and stuff like that, is this is an educator. I'm not necessarily specifically trying to sell them on my program. Although that would be nice, I'm kind of trying to do it in a roundabout way if they want to do it, and that's why I'd like to send them to the blog, because then they could get weekly weekly blog posts anyways, emailed to them anyhow. We're going to move on to page number four, and on this page, this is again, this is another example, and this is the actual endorsement letter that I wrote for the pizza guy. This is Tom from Tom's Pizza, and I regularly put things on his pizza box tops. And it just, you know, basically says a private invitation for you, and it says, hi, friend, Tom here. I hope you enjoy your meal today. Thank you for your order. I do, however, have a private invitation for you. This private invitation is going out to just a handful of people, yourself included. I hope you'll accept my invitation, but even if you decide not to, I'd like to tell you about Dwayne Brummett and his teaching staff. I have been acquainted with Dwayne Brummett of TriStar Martial Arts Academy for several years now. Before I brought my son Dylan to Dwayne Brummett's TriStar Martial Arts Academy, he never really seemed to pay attention. I would say something to him, and he might nod his head, but I couldn't tell that he was, I couldn't tell that that he was paying attention or that it was even registering. You know, what had me really worried was that his first grade teacher said the same thing. When Dylan took Mr. Brummett's introductory program, they taught him the three strategies of listening. That night, we went home and practiced all three. Now, when I see that Dylan isn't paying attention, I just remind him of his very first karate lesson. He loves karate so much, he's so eager to practice his new skills. And so then it says, why am I writing you? I'm confident that your family would benefit from Mr. Brummett's program in the same way that my family has benefited. My gift to you. I am so sure that you will enjoy Mr. Brummett's program that I've arranged for you to try his martial arts program for 30 days on a free, no-risk basis. And you can put, obviously, whatever offer in there you want. This program includes 1 month of trial membership and a free karate uniform, absolutely no cost. To register, call 815-932-5425 and ask for Cindy. To be eligible, you must call within the next 7 days. If you begin, you may begin your 1 month trial anytime within the next 30 days. I hope you accept my invitation. I'm sure you will be happy with your decision. Warmest regards, Tom Klonowski. P.S., one more thing. It's important. I am mailing I'm mailing this letter to I'm mailing this letter to similar to 100 several hundred prospective individuals, and I hope in the future, or I hope future students, but Mr. Brummett can only accommodate 25 people, and then so this offer obviously, you know, would be null and void after that. So if you're interested, perhaps you want to call today. And so that's the thing that we did through my pizza guy Tom Klonowski. So that is number four, page number four for the endorsement letter. The other endorsement letter that I did, these aren't the only two, but I only put two examples in there. But you can kind of get the gist of it as you go through. And this is my insurance guy, and I actually used Doug Wheeler here as my insurance agent. And I'm not going to take time to read all of it to you, but obviously the headline says you're probably wondering why I'm, writing you about a karate teacher. And basically it kind of goes around the same thing that the pizza box top guy did, except, you know, this is a little more specific. It says I've known Mr. Brummett for over 10 years. You know, during that time I've witnessed phenomenal growth in his school, Dwayne Brummett's TriStar Martial Arts Academy. His school has taught real-life skills to hundreds, if not thousands, of members in our community, skills like self-discipline, self-confidence, positive thinking, those types of things. So, you know, those letters, and again, if you're not familiar with an endorsement letter, the thing is, it's a third party talking about your school or talking about you specifically, whatever it is, obviously elevates the credibility of you and your program so much more. So those are some ideas that you can take, you know, in regards to endorsement letters. And there's tons of different ways you can utilize these, but those are just a couple. Let's move on to page number six. Page number six, where it says free small business self-defense seminar. Now, what I do is about twice a year. I mean, I always do it once a year, but if you can do it twice a year, that's great too. But at least once a year, you want to get every single business owner that you have. And what you want to do is hold a free self-defense seminar for their employees. And again, this is a small business owner. This isn't, I'm not talking about, again, the Walmart, the Kmart, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a business owner that has maybe 15, 20 people max in their business. And all you do is a small self-defense seminar for them. Maybe it's an hour and a half, and it's free. And your objective through that is, one, obviously to get their information because they had to fill out a waiver. Two is to get the people to your school, so that they can meet you, become familiar with you. People buy from other people, people buy from people, and you already know this, that they know, like, and trust. You get to develop a relationship with them, find out if they have kids. Maybe they'll never want to do martial arts again, but they will talk highly about you because of the way that you, did their free class with you. Put them on your, like for me, I get their email address and I put them on the newsletter that goes out every single month through email. There's an audio program once a month that they get as well. And so I'm consistently following up on them. They can opt out at any time. Obviously, with spam laws and stuff, you have to allow them to do that. But the thing is that you're building some more community. You're giving back to the community. You're building your reputation. You're building your list. And it's really not costing you anything. You know, a free self-defense seminar is super easy to do, and you're able to drive them into your school and get their contact information. And if you have follow-up systems, like, one thing that we have on our waiver that they have to sign is if you're interested in more information about our program, for yourself, check here. For your family, check here. For your kids, check here. So I kind of, get to evaluate them a little bit. If there's nothing checked off, I just put them into the newsletter system and let that system follow up on them. If they're interested, I put them on the mailing system, a physical mailing system that they get followed up on as well. Plus, they're always in the newsletter because that doesn't cost me any money. So, that's the way you can kind of funnel those individuals and filter out who's going to be the proper prospect for you as well. The next one on page number six, this is network marketing that we're talking about here, a free small business owner and spouse self-defense seminar. Do that at least once a year as well. And what I mean by that is you actually get the business owners and their spouse, or maybe, one other person, whatever it is, but you get them into your facility, And it's a two-hour process. You do about an hour to an hour and a half of actual class, and then you leave the other half, the last half an hour, to talk about their business. And basically, you know, what you're doing with that is you're kind of making your own I'm trying to think of the term here because it just lost me, but maybe, Kathy, you can help me out. There is the community what are the community things that everybody signs up for and they always
kind of like your own little chamber, right? Kind
that's
of like
it,
your own
yeah.
little organization. And in a sense, I can see where now that this business has taken part in your services, you could get an endorsement letter.
Absolutely, yeah. So you're kind of building your own chamber. And I don't think the Chamber of Commerce is a bad thing, because you definitely can get a lot of business owners from that too. So aside, maybe another idea is the Chamber of Commerce. But the nice thing is if you offer this free service to these individuals and, the, you know, and again, the small business owners to get them involved, get them to learn a you know, some self-protection from you, and then, yeah, like Kathy just said, obviously getting an endorsement letter is a whole bunch easier because they've already been into your school. So the next one, we're going to move on to page number 7. Because I do want to leave some time for questions and answers if there are any. The next one is unique to me, but this is one of my favorite. It's called the Golden Ticket Networking System. And this is something that I have for my school and a service that I have. But the networking system is on a monthly basis. Basically, you're going to see on page number page 8, the next page in a second when we turn there, there are going to be a couple of tickets that these business owners get every single month. And this is the autoresponder that goes out to them, and it says, you know, hi, and the owner's first name, it's Dwayne Brumman here, and this is the first one that they get from me. And it says, I hope that all is well with you and you're having a great day. I was thinking about all the networking relationships I have with the local business owners and which ones that I would like to maximize, and you immediately popped in my head. So I figured I'd do something special for you, and then it has the owner's name there, Sam, let's say, you know, really special for you, Sam, to really get the ball rolling. If you click on the following web link, you'll see that I have sent you two golden tickets to my school. These are two very special tickets, you know, that I'm sending, and you could read, go through and read all that. But basically, if you turn to the next page on page 8, this is the ticket that they get. And it's obviously it says golden VIP ticket, greetings to the lucky recipient of this golden ticket from Dwayne Brumman. And then every once in a while I change what the offer is in there, but you have been chosen to receive an exclusive VIP treatment at my martial arts school, absolutely free, two 20-minute introductory lessons, a free uniform, call Cindy today at, and then the number's there. And every single month they get these tickets that are emailed to them. So, again, they're already, you know, getting that information from me as well. Let's go on to the next page on page number 9. And this is some things that I've done for some other individuals. These aren't recent ones, but these are some older ones that I've done. This one is actually from 2005. But this is a guy that owns a Shell gas station, Mike's Corner Shell. In fact, Mike is the brother of the insurance agent, Doug. And so I know both of them. So with Mike, what we did here is, you know, we offered to our school members where you can see that they got $5 off of gasoline. And then on a special day, they got $5, 5 cents off. And then another day, like a special specific day, they got 10 cents off a gallon of gas. And then plus they got a free fountain drink with that purchase. And that actually, I mean, that was, he said that was like awesome. We probably should run that again for him now that I'm thinking about it with the gas prices. The next one on page 10 is one that we did for a Thompson's Communication. It's a Nextel communication service. And, you know, they had a special going on, and we did it for our members. And, again, this was back from 05 as well. And then on page 11, this is some extra notes or anything that you have. Maybe if there's some individuals that are asking some questions and you want to write down some notes in regards to this network marketing. Obviously, there's a bunch more ideas. You probably have already thought of some ideas. So as we're going through the questions, if you actually, you know, if you have some ideas that you would like to share, or maybe there's some things that you did that I didn't mention, or some variations, you know, feel free, because this is an opportunity for the next few minutes here, you know, for us to answer some questions. But you guys are smart school owners anyways. You have a lot of ideas. So if we could, we'll go ahead and end this portion of the call and the lecture portion, I guess, and then Kathy, if you want to go ahead and talk about how they can forward questions to us and so that we can answer them.
I just opened up the phone line, so if you are listening to the phone lines, you can simply ask your question. And if you're online, there's a question and answer box that you can see on the webcast page. All you've got to do is just type in your question and just hit submit, and it'll come right in, and we'll be able to view those.
While we're waiting for anybody online, is there anybody on the phone that has a question? Or maybe in a statement, something that you learned and picked up?
Well, if nobody else does on the phone, I do. That's okay. I really like the teacher letter, you know, that you were talking about, and I with your local educators, and I believe that's a letter on page 3. And what I wanted to know is if you have a rough idea or a rough ballpark for us on that PS type of response that you got. You know, it says if you know anybody who'd benefit from the martial arts, please click the link below and send them a free introductory course.
Yes, from that specific, when I put in the 65 teachers, from that specific one, I had two people opt other people in, and actually they didn't opt themselves in. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, there was two. I mean, that's not huge, but really that's, if there were 100, that'd be 2%, so that's actually better than 2%.
So that's better than direct mail, so that's good. No, I really like that idea. I love it, and I like the PS, and I like the, of course, the automation is awesome because everybody needs to save time. So.
Yeah, we're busy school owners, you know.
That's right, and some people are busy school owners with full-time jobs as well, in addition to their school. So.
Yeah, and hopefully, hopefully they can get out of that situation. It would be so much better for them to just, like I remember when I was doing my transition before I went full-time, and one of my actual chiropractor, who I've done endorsements through before too, and him through me, but, he actually told me, Dwayne, if you jump, the net will appear. If you let go of your other job. Now, then let me back this up. I mean, if you don't already have, at least 80 to 100 students, I don't know that I would jump yet, but if you're trying to break that 100-student mark, that may potentially be your problem is you're not able to focus totally on the business. So just an FYI, kind of a side note.
Sure. I have one other question, and it was – it's a pretty basic question. I think you sort of answered it, but I just wanted to make sure. When you were talking about getting the email addresses at your free seminars, I believe I heard you say that they're filling out the waiver, so you also have a questionnaire with that, and that's how you're getting their emails. I just wondered how simple you keep it or how much information are they having to fill out.
Well, are you talking about the teachers or are you talking about the actual, like, business owner type things?
Your business owner type things or, like, your free self-defense seminar?
Okay. Yeah, I basically almost use the same sheet for everybody, and it's the name, address, telephone number. I put an email address in there, and then at the bottom, it just says, this is, like, it has a little disclaimer about, this is an activity, chances are you're not going to get hurt, but, that type of thing. And so, but then underneath that, it just says if you'd like more information about, or if you'd like more information, for yourself, check here. For your family, check here. Or for, your child, check here.
That's gotcha.
It. And I think, if I remember, right underneath the one for the child, it says, I think there's a line in there that says that they can put their child's name there, just so that we have a reference to it.
Okay, perfect.
And it's only on a half sheet of paper. It's not on a full sheet of paper. It's on a half sheet of paper. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'd rather hear what you have to say. there's two questions on the web. One is really easy. Dale's just asking where to get the pages that you're discussing, the note sheets.
It's actually online on the actual teleseminar link that Member Solutions had sent you. This morning there was a email that was sent out through Member Solutions. Allie has an article in there. And then on the top right-hand side, you'll see my mugshot and then an opportunity to click on that link. You'll want to go ahead and do that now because once the call is over, that note sheet will not be available. So make sure that you print that out. If you've been listening to the call and stuff and print it out, make sure you go ahead and print it out now. Otherwise, you won't have it.
Yeah, and Dale, too, I think you're right on the page right now. On the bottom right, it says Get Note Sheet. All you got to do is click that.
Yeah, there's an arrow. There's a red arrow that points to it as well. What was the next question?
The next question is from Dustin Anderson in Salt Lake City, and he wants to know, he said, is the Educator newsletter, you said, specializing in encouraging kids to do their best in class, and if they're interested, they can contact you to set something up, or what type of activity do you set up for them?
Let me back up and say it's not a Educator's newsletter. It actually is my newsletter that I use for my leads, my prospects, my students, collectively, and they get it. But there's always an article about kids, and like I forget what this month was, but I think it said something like, what did it say? something about how to deal with kids that want things now. I think that's what it was.
Oh, I need that one.
So, well, subscribe to my newsletter. That newsletter goes out to everybody. But aside from that, what I do at the beginning of the school year, like in August, actually, what I always do is I have I send an email out to that list. So all my educators I have on one list, one responder list. And I always, email them and I say something like, there's only, 3 more weeks left till school starts. I'm sorry that your vacation's almost over. I kind of rub it in a little bit, and I hope you had a good vacation. And I look forward to, hopefully coming to speak in your class this year if it's the right fit for you. If you have any questions, you can call me here, blah, 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 blah. And I always put the referral friend link in there as well. And that way I set them up because when September comes, that's when I start hitting them up. And, again, I email them again saying that, and this isn't automated, but I have saved them. Like I have a folder on my desktop where I've saved those emails, and I just send them the generic one over and over and over again every year because it's 365 days later. They don't remember. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but that's how I do that. And because my goal in all of that is to stay in contact with them. I like to go into the school systems and do my number 10 speech. That just gives me a little bit more leverage with the teacher. I give out passes and stuff, and we've gotten some students from school speeches and stuff like that. But, again, my main reason is because I want the local educators to really, think of me as the martial arts hero in my community, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Do you think that answered the question?
I think so. And Dale reports back that he got that handout, so he says, thank you, got it.
Okay, good. Hopefully you were writing down notes somewhere else and you can transfer them onto that paper, Dale.
Right, or he'll get them back off the replay. I think those are all the questions we have at this moment on the web, so maybe there could be somebody on the telephone that has a question.
If you have a question, go ahead and just state your name and where you're from and ask your question. The other thing I will say is that if you'd like to take that information and use it, like those letters and stuff like that, feel free. That'll at least give you a head start, on your way to doing some endorsements. And, we talk about return on response. Understand that, generally somebody doesn't say yes until like the seventh or eighth time. And I know that sounds like a lot, but if you're able to do things personally, this is just my personal opinion, if you're able to do things over the web, it's going to cost you a whole bunch cheaper, mostly zero, and then whatever your cost for your time is. So if, you're like my insurance guy, for years I've been trying to get him on an autoresponder system for his insurance agency, and just this year he finally got on a system, and he was amazed at how that has worked for him, just the automation alone. And so now I haven't hit him up yet this year, but I'm excited about doing an endorsement letter again through email because it's not going to cost me anything this time. And the nice thing is if you're able to get, like, maybe, a couple of different endorsement letters, and I, I've tried this through direct mail. I haven't tried it online yet, but direct mail, it works, you know, where you send them three or four in a row, not like, you know, in each day, but maybe, you know, one on day one, one on day four, and then on day seven, and then on day 10, and, you know, that's it. So over the course of 10 days, they got 10 different endorsement things from, you know, that individual. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So, and you can always do a countdown deal too. You know, the nice thing about the internet is, you know, you can pre-load it, and it'll just do it automatically. And then, so like on day one, it goes out and it talks about it, and you have 10 days to, you know, take advantage of this offer. And then, you know, let's say 4 days later, it goes out and then it says, you know, you only have, you know, 6 days left. And you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of other things you can do and time it almost exact, where in direct mail you can't do that.
Right. And even I can see where even if you're, you know, the expense, even if you're using just 100-piece direct mail, if it's 30 cents a stamp, aside from your time from, you know, printing the letter and folding it and, oh, yeah, like an envelope. Even if you only did 100 on day 1, 4, 7, and 10, that's still about $142, not even including your time. So I can see how, you know, it would be awesome to have it just automated a lot better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if cost is a factor, sometimes you can, if the individual that you're working with has a voice broadcast capability, like they already use their own voice broadcast service, sometimes you can pay them to record a message to send out to their list, you know, and you can do it where it's a voice broadcast. So you can hit them through an email, hit them through a voice broadcast. Voice broadcast usually is a lot cheaper than postage. You know, like I do a voice broadcast, you know, to my school probably at least once or twice a month. And, you know, each time it costs me probably about, I don't know, maybe $20 to do. And
wow.
That's, you know, hitting them all up, and that's like a 60-second phone call. And there's a lot that somebody, you can write a script and have them do it that way. So that's another way of doing an endorsement is through that. And it could be that, you know, did an email and then they do a voice endorsement saying, I just wanted to call and make sure that you got my email about my martial arts friend, you know, Dwayne Brummett, and, you know, that type of thing.
Sure. It's a good idea.
Well, if there's no more questions, I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and end the call unless anybody else has any other questions.
There was one more question online from Chris, and he was asking about getting a copy of your number 10 speech. But if that's not possible, maybe you could just kind of tell us what it is?
Yeah, you know, it is possible. I actually have not a very good recording of it, but I do. I think, yeah, you know what we'll do is if he wants to email, he can email my office at it's tristaroffice@comcast.net. And TriStar is all one word. There's no hyphen. So it's tristaroffice@comcast.net. And then just put in the email, let Cindy know that you were on the call and that you would like the audio to the number 10 speech. It'll be,
awesome.
I can send you an MP3. It'll be a lot easier.
Thank you very much. That's very appreciated.
No problem. And, you know, there's going to be some things, just to let you know, there's some things in that speech that you'll have to redo because, like, I got a little thing in there about that I talk about my son, and when he was 1.5 years old, this happened type thing, and I refer it back to the whole number 10 thing. So, because what I do is, you know, I do this whole big drama thing where I walked into my son's room, and he was about 1.5, and I walked in, and I had plugged my nose because, you know, he had done number 2 in his shorts, right? And I said, oh, not in his shorts. He did it in his diaper. So I hold my nose. I run in there real quick. And, of course, I hold my nose, and I make it sound like I'm holding my nose. And so I grab him real quick, and I take him out of the room, you know, and I change his diaper, and I take my number 2 dirty diaper, and I throw it in the closet, and then I run out of the room with my son. And then everybody's cracking up, and I say, you know, you don't throw a number 2 dirty diaper in the closet. And I talk about that, well, let's say that I did, and then it stayed there all day and all night, and then I put my son to bed that night, and the next morning he wakes up and he smells like number 2, but he really didn't go number 2. Well, why is that? Because he hung around with a dirty diaper all night, right? So the whole correlation is if you're a number 10 person, you start hanging around a number 1 person, pretty soon you start smelling like number 2.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so if you don't have a son that did that, or you know, or a daughter or something like that, you may have to rearrange that. But yeah, I mean that's in there. So.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome.
And the explanation.
You know what? You know what's hilarious is I do a lot of butt jokes and passing gas jokes and all this stuff in my school, and there are some school owners that go, man, I can't believe your parents don't get angry, but maybe it's the way I deliver it. I don't know, because like one of my biggest sayings is, you know, come on, let's go, run fast like diarrhea, and everybody always drops out when I say that, you know, and so. And then when they laugh, I say, what are you laughing for? You know that diarrhea runs fast. I mean, that's why they call it the runs, you know. And so I just play off of that. Stuff like that. All right. Well, I just want to thank everybody for being on the call. Hopefully you picked up some information. The biggest thing for you guys is to make sure that you take – if you have one idea, go ahead and just run with it. You know, go ahead and implement it. We sometimes, as a society and whole – really just feed ourselves with a whole bunch of information, and information isn't going to pay your bills. It's going to be the implementation of your information. You know, just like people say knowledge is power, that's crap, going back to the butt joke, right? So that's not true. Knowledge is not power. It's the application of knowledge that's power. So apply it. Kathy, thank you for letting me be on the call today.
Thank you so much. As always, I was taking notes, and I learned a couple things, and you know, anybody who's out there, you know, I think they should try, especially the endorsement. I really like the endorsement ideas, and I like the fact that you dumbed it down for me. So, you know, I got a really good visual, and I could see how if I needed to go do this today in somebody's business, I could do it easily.
So, again, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody. You all, everybody have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Dwayne. Bye, everybody.
Bye.